Hey everyone, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. We're so excited that you're with us. Each and every week, we're going to open up God's Word. We're going to have some discussion around what it means to live an intentional life. So let's listen in as we try to get real together.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. And my name is Brandon Ginden. I am the senior pastor at Real Life Ministries, Texas. And I am here with my good friend and ministry partner, Lori Arnold.
Hey y'all.
And we are in the Armor of God podcast series that we just had a great time with it thus far and excited to have all of you joining us. And we are going to get into, I think, a lively, fun discussion today around the fourth piece of armor known as the shield of faith. And if you have missed our previous podcasts on this series or any of the other series that we've done, I would just encourage you to go back and listen to those. And as always, just want to encourage you to, if this blesses you and encourages you, helps you in real life and walking out your faith, that you would share this podcast with your friends and family and everybody that you know. And so we're going to jump into this today. As I said, we've been discussing and talking about the armor of God. And I want to just read today, I'm just going to read two verses that are around the armor of God. And we find it in Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm going to start in verse 15 that covers what we discussed last episode on our podcast. And it says, "And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, in addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." And so the shield of faith. And so there's a lot packed into this of all the pieces. I mean, we talked about the belt of truth and how important it is, how all the other pieces kind of tie into that. And we want to make sure we got our belt on, yeah. Right, Lori? this piece, though, he uses the phrase, Paul does, he says, in addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows. It has this definitive statement around it, this all, and it's not, you know, it's not kind of like sort of or some or you might be able to. I just take a lot of comfort in this and about the Word of God, that this just is really clear. It's a great encouragement to take up this shield of faith. But it also implies that, like the rest of them, we have a part that we got to do. You got to take it up.
Yeah.
You got to pick it up. It's got to be part of what you're carrying. And it describes a bit to us our faith, of the role that it plays in how we fight this spiritual battle. And so, Lori, I'm going to just pass it over to you. And just as you think at a high level here about the shield of faith and in real life for you, what this looks like and walking that, walking in and carrying the shield of faith. So what are some thoughts you have
here? Yeah. Well, some of this, I think that, the way that people describe faith can be very different, and we want to, make sure that we're clear on what we're talking about here. And I know when you and I were talking earlier, you mentioned an allegiance. Mm-hmm. The word pistis, mm-hmm, is this absolute, this allegiance that we have to God, mm-hmm, you know, and it's not just, not merely just our beliefs,
right?
You, mm-hmm, know, but this trust that we know that he is who he says he is, that we can stand firm on his truth,
yeah.
That we can trust him, that we are sold out for him.
Right.
Really. And so I think that it's a choice. Mm-hmm. It's a choice that I have to make to hold up this shield, to pick up my shield, mm-hmm, to carry this shield. And it doesn't happen by accident.
Right.
You know, it doesn't happen just because, you know, I'm having a bad day. So, all of a sudden that doesn't even make sense. You know, I can speak from my own personal experience when I'm going through things, I can easily choose to like sit and wallow in it or, you know, right, or I'm going to remember whose I am.
Right.
and who God is and what my purpose is, what my mission is with him. And I'm going to, you know, get it together.
Right. I there's a piece you said, I don't want to miss it. You described it as this faith in our everyday life as this active thing that we have to be doing, and that faith is this part of our walk. And I think sometimes in the Christian faith is people treat faith like, well, that was a decision I made, you know, 10 years ago. Yes. I put my faith in Christ. And so, okay, yes, that may be true, but there's also this element or description about faith, not necessarily for salvation purposes, but a lifestyle of in this war that we're in, that faith plays a part in our everyday life. It just wasn't a one-time decision.
Right.
And so I mean, when you said that, I was like, man, it's really an active, this carrying the shield has to be like every day, because it says to extinguish, or it says to extinguish all the flaming arrows or darts. Some translations say that the devil shoots at us. Yeah. Well, that's like constant.
Right.
Like some days it feels like he's like got it on like a machine gun. And it's just rapid fire, right, at us. And so carrying that up and picking that. So I just wanted to make sure to capture that, because it was really good at what you were saying. So finish out your thought that you had.
No, I think also with what you just brought up, I think that people forget, we can forget that we're actually in a war. Mm. You know, we can just get so, you know, caught up in our day-to-day things, you know, and don't even realize that we are in a war, and we do need to put on, you know, to pick up our shield and to put on the armor of God.
Yeah.
As I said, it's something that is deliberate. It's something that is intentional. We have to choose to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and in that, let's see, I'm trying to flesh out this thought that I have. When I tell people that I live out my faith, when I'm saying that, it's kind of what you just described. Like I am sold out for Jesus, and everything that I do should look like that. So my daily walk should look like that. And I think that as believers, so many times I think people just use that as a, I live out my faith. Like, but what does that really mean?
Right.
You know? And I think that's kind of what this is talking about. You know, it's more than just that moment of conversion or, you know, belief and saying, yes, I believe in Jesus, you know, this is it's a lifestyle and of understanding, for one, just as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, understanding what the gospel is and what it means to us and what is our response to that.
Right.
And this putting on the armor of God is a part of that response.
Right.
Being ready for battle.
Correct.
You know, being ready to go with him. We are not alone in this, you know, that's the only way we can do it.
Right. It, you know, this picture that Paul's drawing from here, you know, in the letter to the Ephesians, the church at Ephesus, he's illustrating the Roman soldier, which in those times they would have seen Roman soldiers around on the streets. They would have knew very well this picture.
Yeah.
And now, the shield, by tying it to the arrows or the darts, definitely now puts it into this. He's expanding the picture to actually to battle. There's an arrow coming in. Mm-hmm. It's going to hit the shield. It's on fire. It's flaming, right? It's not just an arrow. It's like, this thing's deadly and nasty.
Yeah.
Okay. And people at the time would have read that and understood it. And I think it's important for us to understand, what is the shield protecting us against? Okay. How we pick it up is our faith, which is an allegiance or commitment to Christ. So the arrows that are coming in, like, what are those and why? What is the devil trying to do with those arrows, and how important that they are? And so the first piece I want to say about the faith and the shield is the faith is in Christ. It's where we have the faith placed. It's in him. So for those that have the belief that, well, I can have any faith in anything, right? You just have to have faith. Well, if you don't understand in what, that's like having a shield made of paper. Like, the arrow's going to go right through it. Like, it's worthless because the faith, the strength of the faith is not us. It's the strength of who it's in.
Right.
That's what makes the shield work, right?
Yeah.
So if I don't have my faith in Christ, it's just in something worldly. Your shields were worthless against the devil's attacks. Yeah. Okay. So I think that part is important in my mind mm-hmm. about this. The second part of that is the arrow. This flaming arrow is what is that? Mm-hmm. That the devil may shoot at us. And I think the impact that the devil's wanting to have is it creates in us a fear.
Yeah.
So those fears that we have, the doubts that we have, the anxieties that we have, because faith in Christ would mean that we know he's with us, that he hasn't left us, that we don't need to be fearful, that we can put our faith and hope and trust in him.
Yes.
That's the shield being held up. So then the dart is what creates fear, creates doubt, creates us go, oh, is God really there? Mm. And so really, I mean, the darts are lies, right?
Right.
So maybe speak to that, like maybe whether it be in your life or kind of your thought about what is the arrows to you?
Yeah.
What have they been? You know, maybe I'm sure people can relate to some of those things. What are your thoughts?
Yes. Yes. All of what you just said. Definitely the doubts, definitely that and fear, mm-hmm. you know, and the doubts come from fear.
Yeah.
But definitely fear and doubt. Those are the things that creep in for me. But practically speaking, what do I have to do to combat that? And it's to replace those thoughts with truth, mm-hmm. because I know that those are not of God. Those thoughts are not of God. Those are the enemy's tactics. Those are his mm-hmm. schemes. And so how do I replace what is truth? Mm-hmm. Well, go back to scripture. I've got to know scripture.
Yeah.
I have to know God. I have to know his ways, his way of thinking, and what he thinks about me, what he says about me. What he says about himself, who he is, you know, so I'm able to combat those thoughts even that may come in. And sometimes that can be really hard on my own mm-hmm. and not always, you know, I almost it's gotten pretty regular where I'll know that something is a lie, but I'm struggling with it still.
Sure.
You know, still just struggling, even though I'm like, I know that's not true, but man, it feels true right now.
Yeah.
You know, so reminding myself of his truth, what the Bible says, but also, and I've said it before and I'll continue to say it, it matters who I'm, the company I'm keeping.
Right.
Because I had to do it just the other day. Mm-hmm. I called a girlfriend of mine. I was struggling. I got my feelings hurt. I had my feelings hurt and mm-hmm. I'm not easily offended. Mm-hmm. And I called her and cause I was struggling so bad with it. And I was just kind of in my mess. And yeah. she was like, Lori, you are set apart, you know? And she was reminding me of truth. And where is that truth found is in the word of God.
Yeah. That's so great. Couple things I want to pull out of that is first, right where you left off is, you know, sometimes to put, you know, it tells us to take up the shield. And sometimes the lies that the devil shoots at us, I think, can cause us to kind of set the shield down or forget that it's there. You know, the Roman shield, when you can go look at those pictures of this big Roman army and they're shoulder to shoulder. And, you know, if you go watch the movie Gladiator, mm-hmm. you know, that opening scene where the soldiers come together and they lock their shields and they mm-hmm. create this wall. And so you end up protecting each other. And so in the case that you're saying, you're kind of down and struggling, your friend in the analogy helped you pick up the shield,
yeah.
reminded you, Lori, get behind the shield, yeah. your shield of faith.
Yeah.
Those things aren't true. Those are lies. I am one of the things, the practices I love to do because one of my mentors does still to this day does this for me and he'll text this to me randomly. Or if I'm struggling, I know what kind of text I'm going to get back. And so I've passed this on to other guys. I do this for my kids when they're struggling is I'll just send a simple text that says, tell me two things that are true, that you know are true, no matter what they're in. I had this young man in our church the other day that he and his wife just had their second child. Mm-hmm. And he shot me this text. He said, I just feel unworthy. I don't feel like I'm a good dad. I don't, you know, all of these things that are the devil shooting arrows and he's struggling with it. And so I need to help him pick that shield back up.
Yep.
So I said, tell me two truths. And he texts me back. It's two beautiful, very true things about who he is and who Christ is. And then he just sent one word. He said, thanks. And I called him a couple days later and he's like, man, that really helped. It was really timely. Well, all I'm doing is pointing it back, right? To say, hey man, pick up the shield. Yeah. I'm doing my part to help hold the shield next to him.
Yeah.
And I think those things are, you know, are critical. We talk a lot about on this podcast, how important that we do have others in our life. And the shield of faith is speaking to an individual. Yes. But, but we do this together. Absolutely. And so that's great. Lori, maybe let's speak to this kind of, when we think about those lies, you know, how have you made sure in your life that, like, if you identify, let me give you an example. The one that I struggle with, that the devil, and I know the arrow, like I can see it coming.
Yeah.
Is he shoots this arrow at me that says, basically, God isn't really for you. Is he really there? Is he really for you? It's this lie that comes in and that causes me to fear and doubt that, yeah, I'm not worthy. I'm not worth it. I'm not whatever. It causes me to question value. And so I know that, and it spins me in a direction that can affect how I talk to my wife, how I parent my kids, how I lead our church. It just, if I don't hold that shield up and block it with faith.
Yeah.
So maybe for you, has there been one that you go, boy, this is, because I think so many of the arrows are the same for all of us. It's just maybe worded a little different.
Yeah.
So maybe what's one, you know, for you that you've had to wrestle with?
The first one that popped up was, you're not good enough. And that it's so crazy how those creep in, because it'll be something that I know the Lord has asked me to do or told me to do.
Yeah.
And God told me to do this, yeah. But I'll think you're not good enough, but he's the one who told me to do it. God who knows everything,
yeah.
God who's all powerful, God who gives me strength. He's the one who's told me to do it. And I'm sitting over here like, oh wait, no, like you must be a little wrong, 'cause I'm not good enough, you know? And it's silly, like, talking about it right now, but when I'm in it,
sure.
That feels so real. And those words feel true. And I know they are not of him. Mm-hmm. I know they are not from him. But that's probably my biggest crutch is that that's one of those arrows. That is a fiery dart.
Yeah.
That is a fiery dart. So, once again, I have to remind myself of truth. I go to him a lot. I go to him a lot. And even, I've said it before too, the reminder of the fact that it's not about me. Mm. So, 'cause a lot of you're not good enough for me, it is like outward expressions of worship in whatever way that may look like, whether it is speaking or whether it is singing or whatever, you know? So that is when it comes up for me. Yeah. Particularly speaking, because it's something I haven't done as much of. Mm. And I've been singing since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
But when I am asked to speak somewhere, man, the nerves.
Sure.
Oh man, the nerves. 'Cause here comes the lie. Here comes that dart.
Yep.
You know, you're not good enough. You're going to mess up.
Yeah.
What if you say the wrong thing? What if you forget what if nobody likes you?
Yeah.
So all of those things, when none of that matters.
Yeah.
None of it.
Right. Because the truth is, right, like we're not good enough.
Absolutely.
Right, but he's chose to do it. He works
absolutely
in us. Right. And so the devil throws these little lies, like we're like, it causes us to kind of look at ourselves and go, man, but in Christ and in faith, I am good enough because of who he is.
Yeah.
And he is so good. You're telling him something like as if he doesn't know it.
Yes.
And he's wrong about what he's. Yeah, it's just when you think of it, you're like, it's so crazy that we're in the middle of it. We believe it, though.
I know, it's right? So bizarre. Like, it happened. So one of the things that I do, it's a very, very short thing, but before I open my mouth anywhere, in whatever way that is, like I said, singing or speaking, praying, you know, before I open my mouth, I say, and I talk to the Lord, and I say, this is for your glory.
Mm. That's
and
great.
I remember it actually happened during the city tour a few weeks ago when I was sitting on the side of the stage waiting to go up and I didn't know my mic was on and they had already turned it on. And I don't think everyone heard what I said. I heard what I said.
Okay.
It was kind of cool because I said it I said it, you know, to my, I just whispered it and I said, "For your glory," but the mic was on. And so I heard it in the house, but it probably caught others by surprise. So they didn't really notice or know where it came from. But, it was like an echoed reminder, you know, this is for him, you know? So that's a very, like a very small, but big practical way, you know, to just shift my focus back on Jesus.
That's really good. I think, that's a great practical tip. One other that I would just give to everybody is, I think, to be proactive and intentional to know and identify what is the dart or darts that the devil shoots at you that, you know, he always comes at you with this lie. It's, you know, it's always, is God good enough, is, or about your value and worth and who you are in Christ and all of those things, and knowing it ahead of time or being aware of it and going, okay, how do I combat that with truth? What do I know to be true? How do I hold up the shield of faith? My allegiance is in Christ. My commitment and loyalty is not to myself or to something of the world. It's to Christ, because that's who is the shield, is it's in him. And so being able to be proactive, for me, sometimes I journal and write those lies down. So this, I know this is a lie. I know this is from the devil, and here's what truth is, and here's a scripture that supports it. And so we just encourage all of us in our walk in everyday life to be intentional with it, and to intentionally put on the armor of God. Well, that was great, Lori. And we're just appreciate and grateful everybody that's listening to this episode and continuing to follow our podcast. And I hope for everybody today that you pick up and hold up that shield of faith as you go about your life as a disciple of Jesus. So, well, God bless you all.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Get Real podcast today. My hope each and every week is that you're able to take the content, apply it to your life, that it becomes more of who you are and less of what you do, and that we live an intentional life together. If you're interested in supporting the work of ministry here at Real Life Texas, we'd like to invite you to do that by going to reallifetexas.org/give and supporting us today.